Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm JP alongside Amy Beth and Allison Sinclair up here in the treehouse. It's that time for JP's Miraculous Monster Miracle Montage. I just noticed we say miracle twice in that Miraculous Monster Miracle Montage.
You say miracle. Enough.
It's fine.
I like miraculous. Saying it twice.
You say it twice?
Miraculous Monster Miracle Montage. Miraculous and Miracle. That's
triple
twice.
N. Maybe we just do triple M.
Yeah.
It works. But first, before we get into the montage, of course, I got to tell you all about Stan McDonald, who is a partner at the law firm of Woolmer & Lee out of Huntsville. He's a 30-year veteran in the practice of law. Not only will Stan advocate and fight for your legal needs and rights, but he has been an absolute warrior for causes near and dear to our Right Side Ruffian community. Attorney Stan McDonald has represented his clients in literally thousands of real estate transactions over the years. And when Stan McDonald is on your side, you have no greater friend, and likewise, your adversary will have no greater foe. Attorney Stan McDonald, here's his phone number, 256-533-0202. That's Stan McDonald, 256-533-0202. And tell him you heard about it on Right Side Radio. And no representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. And now, stand by for news.
Stand by for news.
But when I watch what is happening in Minnesota, Somalians ripped off that state for billions of dollars. Billions. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks.
When do you expect ICE to make its presence really known in the Twin Cities, Tom?
I can tell you, focus is there. It's coming. But I don't want to give a lot. I can't tell you how many people are on the ground now, how many people are going to be on the ground. I'll leave that to the Secretary of Homeland Security. But focus is on those Twin Cities more because of the criminal activities been uncovered by DOJ and DHS.
And so to our Somali community, Daman Shabka, Somali Aid Kunul, Minnesota, Garahan, Minneapolis, Waan Kuji Janila Hai, Waan Ku Gereb Taganahan.
Thirdly, they have no peace agenda. They are warmongers. Even when they are trying allegedly to introduce some changes, some adjustments to the President Trump's proposal, all these changes have only one goal in mind. They are aimed at blocking and putting to hold this peace process.
There's two papers, one by Bollmeyer and colleagues, one by Crossan and colleagues. Crossan found mRNA directly in the heart of deceased mRNA recipients. So we know it reaches the heart. Bollmeyer found the spike protein directly in the heart in biopsies of patients with vaccine-induced myocarditis. So we know the vaccine mRNA and lipid nanoparticles get into the heart.
Fox News alert. New evidence has just surfaced tying Dr. Anthony Fauci to the CIA's cover-up of COVID-19. Last week, a whistleblower claimed the CIA was paying people off to bury the lab leak theory. And now this, from the House Committee Investigating the Pandemic Origins. Quote, Dr. Fauci was escorted into Central Intelligence Agency CIA headquarters without a record of entry and participated in the analysis to influence the agency's review.
Well, well, well. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. You said that way better. I'm so tired of being right. Like, I would love to be wrong on some of these things. But y'all, we're just not wrong. And it makes me sad because so many people can't see through. Is it that they can't or they don't want to? They can't see reality. They can't make good decisions with good data. You don't come to these conclusions and have these things come out for no reason, repeatedly. It's not just one study anymore. Now we're getting into studies of, and okay, we got to talk about when we did the documentary with Richard Hirschman.
You won't believe this.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we'll talk about that. But, you know, COVID came from a lab. I remember that we were skiing that spring break. Okay. Yep. Yeah, COVID had just come out, and we were skiing that spring break, and I was on a chairlift with some resident from New York City. Mm-hmm. And I told him COVID came from a lab, and you would have thought he was going to push me off the chairlift. Because
he thought about it.
He probably did. He thought I was so ridiculous and so stupid. And here we are. I don't even know how you can refute it anymore.
You can't refute it anymore. I think to answer your first question, because that really is the bottom line, isn't it? Is I think sometimes, and we've talked about this book before, but Malcolm Gladwell wrote a book, and it wasn't The Tipping Point. I think it was some book about conversations. And I'll have to go back and find the name of it. But he found in his research that there's a group of people who saw something happen. And out of this group of people that saw something happen, only one, maybe it was out of 10, maybe it was out of 60. I can't remember. It's been years. Only one person alerted the group that something had happened, and everybody else wanted to pretend like nothing had happened at all. So we have this desire to believe and do what we're told. Remember, we also talked about years ago, Allison, that the more educated you were, the more likely you were to believe what the authorities said we should believe. So then you've got some kind of Marxist ideology woven in there, because the more you learn, the more you're like, of course, they would never lie to us. Or perhaps people who just want to follow orders, they want to be parented when they actually should be making the decisions for themselves. But when Fauci said from the beginning, remember, same time we were working on this, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Get a vaccine, don't get a vaccine. It helps, maybe it doesn't help. Like he'd go back and forth and back and forth. But what they have discovered is that from the beginning, they knew it leaked from a lab. We knew that. That didn't even make any sense that it came from a bat or whatever else they made up. So we knew that was a lie. But you go back now and look at the late night emails between himself and Francis Collins. Remember Francis Collins mm-hmm. of the scalp babies and put them on squirrels and whatever at Penn Laboratories. So you've got that Francis Collins. But you see all these emails back and forth when they were engaging in an in-depth cover-up, when the truth was right there in front of our eyes. And now we find out that in Pfizer's own records, it was either Pfizer or Moderna, a child died during the COVID trials, and they buried it. They've buried that women are struggling to reproduce. So conception events, it's 33% less likely to happen now. Or that there's so much out there.
What's a conception event?
Well, it's non-renewable egg supply is sexual. Listen, it's what the little young precious man who's really smart talked about, but he called it a conception reduction by 33% for women. Non-renewable egg supply, their egg supply is down by 60% after taking the vaccine. 60%. So can we only decide that this was a population reduction event? Because this is what else they're saying. So you've got Pfizer, Moderna lying. You've got Fauci lying. Now we know that mRNA is in the heart, and once people die, it's still there. And yet, trust us, we're the experts. But it's coming out now because we have people that are blowing the whistle saying, hang on a second, we've got the evidence. Then you have other physicians and laboratories going down deep and proving what we knew from the jump. This is ridiculous. This doesn't make any sense. Why would you put a mask on something that has to do with your breathing? That makes no sense at all. We were sold a lie. But the more educated people were like, no, we're going to believe them. They are the experts. We have to do what they say. No, we don't.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I was in a position, I wish I was in a position of independence when COVID, I was 17 when COVID happened. But it's interesting when I look back, knowing what I know now, how much a 17-year-old JP was sold everything. Because, I mean, I remember my high school baseball season getting shut down early when we probably would have made it close to the state championship because of this. And I was literally on a football field in Madison, Alabama with my best friend. Just
is throwing, that Huntsville?
Madison. I'm this kidding. Was in Madison.
That was kidding. Good.
And when K Ivy shut down HSA seasons and we were just there like, the heck is going on? Like, we didn't know. And then Alabama says, you can't go to in-person classes unless you get the vax. It's like, well, I'm not going to not go to in-person classes, so I guess I'll get it. And so like, it, at 17-year-old JP, who had no idea about anything, like, how easy was it for him to be indoctrinated with what they wanted him to know? Now that 22-year-old JP knows what he knows about COVID, it's like, all that was baloney. But it was scary how easy it was to fall in line with it because of the fear factor of it, and said, mm-hmm. you literally can't go to classes unless you get vaxxed. Mm-hmm. And we're shutting down your baseball season midway through the year and your time with your friends and shutting down your school. This is how scary this is. Right. You will listen to us and do what we like. It's scary in hindsight looking back now. And there's a reason Fauci got a pardon, a blanket pardon, mm-hmm. you know? So it's crazy. The more and more we get past COVID, how right all the ones who got canceled were right about COVID.
What's it, in that same vein, I remember a lot of Jennings, Connor was a senior and he got, you know, your senior year was trashed, done. It's really sad, but not so much. Jennings was cheering and a lot of her friends, the whole thing was, well, if you don't get the vaccine, these are kids that would have never gotten it. But if you don't get it, you're letting down your whole squad. Mm-hmm. You're letting down your whole team. And so many kids just like you fell into that. Most of them maybe just got one, but what makes me so mad is that all of the science that those decisions were made off of was bunk. There was no science.
No science at all.
There was no science. Clearly, the vaccine did not keep you from getting COVID. Clearly, a mask did not keep you from getting COVID. Again, if you can still smell a fart, it can still get in you. So the whole thing was so, it's so evil. Evil, evil, evil. And to shame, especially kids, that's where adults, whatever, make your own mind up. But with kids, the pressure that they put on y'all and some of the repercussions, especially with athletes, I mean, with some of the myocarditis and pericarditis, all that kind of stuff, it's terrifying.
And they knew that from the beginning. And you're right. It was wrong to shame. I think Will had a big moment because y'all are the same age, JP. And he had gone to Target maybe even the day before and then the next day went back out because we were all home. That was the best part of COVID, was everybody was home together. And he came home and he said, I could go in yesterday, but today I can't go in because I don't have a mask on. What's different? And I think that was, you know, slowly but surely everybody started going, wait a second. Because the government, Fauci, Collins, Scarf Lady, those are the people for which we reserve our greatest ire. Those people who lied to us and shamed us. But beyond that, the repercussions, burying data, allowing people to die, to get hurt, the VAERS data, they're suggesting now that between 400,000 and 600,000 people died as a result of getting the vaccine. That's a lot. And they think that's the tip of the iceberg. Those are the only people, those are the people who reported it. What about the people who didn't report it? And then we remember all the young athletes who were just dropping. And so, yeah, for most people, they can take the vaccine. It didn't affect them. But for the people who did and who had an adverse reaction, yes, that was a small percentage of the population, but it was still that we weren't allowed to talk about it. We had to pretend that it wasn't happening when it was. And then for doctors, Chris would ask his patients who said, well, I think I may get the vaccine. He said, well, have you already had it? Well, yes, I've already had it. Well, then you've got natural immunity. You don't need it. And so many people told him, nobody else has told me if I have natural immunity, I don't need to worry about it. He was like, that's where you start first. If they were really serious about the science, that's where they would have started. Mm-hmm. And they didn't. And that's how you know immediately they're lying. Also, I wish that we could retract the pardon that Fauci got, especially for his work with AIDS and AZT.
Is it auto-penned,
though? I was going to say, I wonder if it's auto-penned.
I'm hoping that it is, because he is the one that should be held for high crimes and treasons against, really, the world. But we can only get him in the United States.
Yeah.
But that is the man who did it. And he did it twice, starting with AIDS and then with COVID. think of all the havoc he wreaked on us. May God protect that, have mercy on his soul, because he deserves every bit of judgment and punishment because he did it. He did it along with Francis Collins and that twisted Christian truth, love your neighbor. And churches bought into that too. We haven't even gotten there yet.
No. I know we got to go to break, but I think the first moment when I was, you know, at the time of COVID, that I was like, okay, this something's weird about this. Because my grandfather, who had diabetes, lung disease, high blood pressure, like all, check off all the boxes. He was, you know, in his 70s, all the boxes of at risk. And he, I remember he got COVID and I was like, oh no, like this is going to be bad. He ate it like a stud and like 2 days later was fine. And I was like, wait a second. I thought this was, you know, that's when I was kind of like, okay, something's weird here. So I remember the feeling. I was like, oh, this is the,
yeah, this is,
what
this is the end.
And it was like in June, like they shut all stuff down in March and like around May, June, he tested positive and he was fine. Like 2 days later, I was like, okay, this is, you know, whatever. But yeah.
I have questions for y'all on the other side.
Okay.
If y'all are ready for those.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll do some more COVID. There is hope though.
Yes,
there
ma'am.
Is a way, you know, whether you had COVID, you have the spike proteins, or you got the vaccine, you can detox from that. I guess, can we give out a resource?
Let's do it.
We're not doctors, but we'll point you in the right direction. On the other side, we'll be right back.